Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
All right. Now, first thing I got to do is I've got to go over as soon and say hi to Ann. Can you hear me, Ann?
Well, I can hear you, Jenny. Hello.
Oh, good. Yeah, this is a new microphone because my microphone didn't work Thursday, so I bought a new microphone.
Yeah.
And there's a little button on there that turns it on and off. So I didn't know if it needed to be turned on or if it stayed on from the last time I used it. I didn't know what's going on with this thing. It's one of those things that they don't give you any instructions with. You got to either have grown up with all this stuff, which I did not do, or you've got to be smart enough to figure it out, which thank you God I am. Anyway, this is Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, and we are here to have some good music. I'm glad y'all gave in and you didn't fight the urge to come and hear it. You got to come over and kick off your shoes and grab the hot cocoa. Well, depends on where you are, but hot cocoa sounds like a good idea in most places at this point. And you got to get into your comfy chair and curl up with your slippers and a nice blanket and be ready for a great time for the next 1.5 hours. Because we are going to be here for 90 minutes of great music. And I hope you enjoy all of it. It's fantastic. We've got all kinds of stuff for you today. And I hope you're ready, Ann. You ready to fly?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Good.
Willing, ready, and able.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds great. Let's see. Yes, I'm willing. I'm ready. I think I'm able. I can talk today, sort of.
I know.
It's improving.
Wow.
I'm not coughing. I don't have that tightness in my chest. Things are getting better.
Good.
Bless antibiotics. What can I say? And the doctors that know how to use them. We got to start at the beginning, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. First up is the Buckinghams. Kind of a drag, but it's a good song.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Oh, I still love you.
I still love you. dry. When you feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
tell me where I'm thinking, 'cause you know who you're making, and I know that you've been cheating. Oh, I'll get to know you.
Right, the Buckinghams, kind of a drag, but you know what? It's a good song, and stuff happens, and that's not the word we usually use, but that's what we're going to use now. Stuff happens, so don't be standing at the bottom of the hill when it comes down, you know what I mean?
No.
Oh, my goodness. And let's see, antibiotics, Mucinex. Selling whatever that saltwater spray for inside your nasal passages. It kind of makes you a little bit weird, is what it does. Makes you weird. But okay, we've got the human beings. It's not beings. They don't spell it with a G or an S. It's a beings. Spelled with a G. Here again.
Okay.
Where do they come up with their names? Their band names. This is,
I don't know.
They're very imaginative. But it makes you wonder what was going on when they named the band. And you have to realize that sometimes maybe you don't want to know. Human beings doing nobody but me.
Nobody can do the thing like I do. Nobody.
That was very sudden. I was not prepared for that. But, hey, you know, like we said, life happens. Stuff happens. That was some stuff. Oh, my goodness. We're just going to keep on going. This is the 60s. Does anybody even remember or did they ever know the name Crispian St. Peters?
No,
I tell you, I did not know this guy's name. I don't know if they ever said his name when they played this song on the radio, because I don't remember it at all. No. Anyway, do you guys remember the story, the Pied Piper? What was the name of that?
Yes.
Village? Anyway, this song is called... Yes, exactly. Thank you. I don't know. I can remember the story. Almost word for word. I can't remember the name of the village. But anyway, poor kids. They didn't know. They were fine. Anyway, poor parents. Crispian St. Peters is going to sing the song Pied Piper for us.
You, with your masquerading and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on.
Take that into consideration simply because nobody remembers his name. So it doesn't matter. He didn't do what he thought he was going to do or wanted to do. And he wanted to be bigger than Elvis. He said he was going to be. Well, guess what? He ended up kind of a nobody, nothing. So we're not even going to worry about it.
Jenny, dream on. He's got no chance.
Exactly. That's kind of like a big joke. Ha, ha, ha. You're going to what?
Isn't it?
So,
ha, ha, ha.
And the
dream
men with
on.
The little white... Yeah, it's like the men with the little white coats are coming to get you in.
Yes. With that, did the square...
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Hey, you know what? We're going to hear the Turtles. The Turtles are going to do It Ain't Me, Babe.
Yes.
All right, it ain't me, babe. And why is he so adamantly denying that? You know what they say about someone who protests too much? So it makes you wonder. Mm-hmm. It just makes you wonder.
It definitely does.
Somebody starts saying, no, 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 I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You got to say, maybe you did, and you just don't want to let us know it.
No.
Mm-hmm. So that's okay. We can let them deny it, that, you know, that doesn't hurt us any. It's okay. I'm fine with that. Anyway, Dave Edmonds, I hear you knocking, but you can't.
Not me.
I'm not there. I didn't do it. I use the doorbell. Okay. Or the dog lets you know I'm here. Yeah, that's my doorbell is my dog.
It's
goodness.
The Avon lady.
Yeah. All right. And then you have to decide, do I really want to answer the door? Because I'm going to need to buy something if I answer that door. Yeah. I've been there. That doesn't help. You can think three or four times it won't help. You'll still buy it. So that's all right. Dave Edmonds, I hear you knocking.
Thank you.
All right. I wonder why she can't come in. Huh. What scares him so much that he can't let her in?
I wonder.
That could be interesting. Yes, that could be interesting. Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, man up, dude. Face it.
Yes.
Let's have fun. We're going to have fun. Just face it. Let me in.
Yes.
Or I break down this door. Yeah.
Yes. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow the door down.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Probably work better with an axe, but then you might get in a lot of trouble. So you don't really want to do that.
Yes.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do? It's something that we have missed for quite a long time now. It's been a long time since we've had a truckin' song.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, I'm going to do a truckin' song. Leland Martin, 400 horses and 18 wheels. And you know what?
What's that?
He's coming home for some good loving and a home-cooked meal.
So, open the door.
That, you know, sounds normal. Doesn't that sound normal? Oh, yeah. Hey, you, my man, come on in. We got some loving and home-cooked food for you.
Yes.
It's gonna
come
fly.
In.
We'll feed you up and lay you down. No problem.
We'll lay you down and feed you up.
Okay, Jenny, stop. Just stop, Jenny. Just stop.
Behave.
Okay. I don't think that'll work. I don't have an off switch. So, you know, that's just it. Once it starts flying, it's there.
Shucks.
Anyway, Leland Martin, 400 horses and 18 wheels.
Chicago about an hour ago. I'm rolling down the Dixie, man, I'm flying low. Eating up the miles like a big dog gnawing his bone. I'm headed for some loving and a home cooked meal. Riding 400 horses and 18 wheels. I called up my baby down in Alabama. I'm in the kitchen baking country ham. I really look a mess and I ain't got a thing to wear. I said all you need is that apron and your red high heels. Come on, 400 horses and 18 wheels. Riding 400 horses and 18 wheels. Man, you can't imagine how it makes. Just out of smoke and a flash of steel, riding 400 horses and 18
18 weeks.
was awesome. I love that fucking song. And it wanted to start over again. We don't want to do it. Start over again. Once was enough.
No, it was good.
I know you get to listening to that, and he wants some loving and a home cooked meal. And how more perfect can it get? She's in the kitchen cooking when he gets there. My gosh.
I know. Turn
hey,
the dinner
hey, dude. Count your lucky stars because that don't happen with everybody. You got it made.
Mm-hmm.
And then and she says she doesn't have nothing to wear. And so he just says, oh, your apron and your red high heels is enough, honey pie. Is that one of those little aprons. Yeah, really. One of those little aprons with a little bib on it, you know. You got
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now Jenny's imagination Jenny's imagination could be good, could be not. Depends on if you're a guy. If you're a guy, it's probably good. I mean, you know. Okay, let's go on.
Let's cool down.
Oh, do we have to? It's just so much fun. But, you know, yeah, okay. There's a shower here at the office. There's.
Oh, you're sick, girl. You're sick.
Oh, I know. Isn't it fun? Okay, I've got another request. That was sent to me by John, by the way. I don't remember if I said that. John sent that to me. He says, we need a trucking song. We haven't done this for a while.
I know. I love them.
Isn't this great? Yeah, I love that song. That is great. I have another request from Brandon.
Okay.
And I don't remember how exactly this is pronounced. I think it's the Marvellos. And they're doing a song called I Do. And it's from, I believe it's 1965. So let's listen to them doing Marvellos. Don't be chicken, Jenny. I Do. All right. And during that song, we lost Anne. But, you know, that happens. When you got this connection running across the Atlantic Ocean and she's hanging onto a lamppost, the bungee cord is pulling her back. And, you know, I guess her arms got tired. She had to let go. So anyway, if she can, she'll be back. If she can't, she won't. That's how it works. Yes, yes. Okay. We've got another request. John sent me this, and I had never heard this before, but it had me laughing. Think of when you were in school, probably teenage years. You know, that's usually when this kind of stuff happens. And you're waking up, and you don't know what day it is. And, okay, I got to get it. Honey, I still do this now. What day is this? Oh, no, I've got to get ready for work. No, it's Saturday. So, this is Mimi, and she is singing about Saturday.
8 a.m., I wake up in a frenzy. Late for school, missed my alarm again. Don't got nothing to wear, my hair's a mess, uh-oh. Better hurry, better go, go, go. Brush my teeth and make myself a sandwich. Tripping over laces in a panic. Rush out the door, but leave the keys on the counter. Gotta hurry, gotta go, go, go. Then my mom asked me what's going on. She like, Mimi, hold up, what's the rush? Mom, I'd love to talk, but I am so late for school. Then she tells me that it's Saturday. Oops. It's a tragic little mix-up. It's a classic weekday switch-up. Now I got the time to relax all day with you, 'cause it turns out that it's Saturday. Thank goodness that it's Saturday. Now tell me what I'm supposed to do. I canceled all my plans with friends from school. I guess it's all starting to make some sense. Like, oh, that's why they looked at me crazy. Duh. Maybe I can catch up on some TV, read a book, lay back, and take it easy. Oh, I know. I can make a music video, and that boy I like will see it. No, but seriously, though. Then my mom asked me what's going on. She like, Mimi, hold up, what's the rush? Mom, I'd love to talk, but we're about to fall in love. Ooh, hold the camera for my dance break. Feel the chemistry between us. It's a thing that dreams are made of. Let me go onto your page and write something sweet. And I see you're dating Ivy. What? Are you kidding me? Ugh. That's my crazy hectic Saturday.
All right, that's Saturday. And yes, that's a teenager song, but remember I told you it was about high school. And, you know, it's not just high school kids that do this. I do it all the time. I wake up and I think, what day is this? But, you know, I don't usually sleep all through the night. So it's kind of like when I wake up, my brain ain't ready yet. That's just how it flies. So that's okay. I thought it was a cute song. It made me laugh. I like it. I like it. I like it. Okay, we have one more request from John. And this is Louis Capaldi. And I haven't heard this song before, but I really liked it. I really liked it. So give it a fair hearing, guys. I think you will too.
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I'm going under, and this time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through. Guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I let my guard down.
Okay, that's enough. We don't need any more of that TikTok stuff. You made it back, Anne. No. Hi.
Definitely. I am back. Hello. Hello, all.
Quick trip across the Atlantic. How's the weather? Yeah.
Bit wet and cold.
Yes, yes, yes. And a little blowy, probably. Being dragged back and forth that fast. Oh. Anyway, yeah, I was preoccupied there for a second. Why not? Right? Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna play another one of my favorites here. And
okay.
This is by the group that had the girl drummer, and this song was written about her. It's great. Anyway, I love this song. If you ever get a chance to see the video, see the video, because on the video, that girl can move it. Oh, my goodness. You'd think she was taught to dance by somebody from Hawaii. It is so awesome. Now, I'm not gay or anything, but I love watching this chick dance. I tell you, it is so cool. There's my recommendation anyway. Okay, guys, anything you can copy, go ahead and copy from her, because it is awesome. It's totally awesome. Of course, we're not all that slender, but, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you can move it, you can move it. Yeah, well, yeah. And if you can move it, you can move it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, hey, here we go. The McCoys, Hang on, Sloopy.
Ah.
All right, Hang on, Sloopy. And that is a fun song. I always loved that song. Mm. And that was before I knew what the deal was behind it. And the gal's name really was Sloopy Friend, or her stage name or something. Anyway, that was her name, and her boyfriend wrote that for her, and she was the drummer in that band. And if I remember correctly, he was one of the band members as well. So that's really kind of cool if you stop and think about it. That's sort of awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to play an Elvis song now. I think we need an Elvis fix. Yeah, we
oh, need definitely.
Yes. And this is one that I don't hear it very often, but I like it. I always have liked it. Treat me nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But you want to be your slave, if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my head. No, I'll be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dream me nice. Dream me nice. If you really want my love, then treat me nice.
I think we could do that. I really do. We could treat him real nice. Just real nice. You know, you got to say it that way. You got to say it that way so the actual meaning comes through. You know? Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm looking for a particular song. It is another request, and I was sure I put it in here, but I'll be ding-donged if I can find it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like, now, wait a minute. I did that. I remember doing that. Did I do that?
Where is it?
Exactly. Well, I will keep on looking for it, but in the meantime, we're going to hear Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart sing Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Because he was stupid. And, well, no, he wasn't stupid. She was stupid. He said he wanted to be her friend. Now, you know what? Being a super good special friend is really important. And it's a precious thing. If you find a friendship like that, it's to be nurtured and cared for.
Yes.
Not just, you don't turn your nose up at it and walk away, because you're going to leave behind something very special and very wonderful.
As Elvis says, treat him nice.
Yes, treat him nice. Anyway, this is Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Wonder What She's Doing Tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
I want to be your friend.
Something besides say he wanted to be her friend.
Yes.
But you know what? That's her loss, because if somebody says they want to be your friend, if you stop and think about it, sometimes that might be better than saying I love you and trying to get in a relationship. Because when you're in a relationship, you have a lot of expectations of that other person. And a lot of times, those aren't realistic expectations. When you're friends, you can be more tolerant. You can be more loving. You can be more supportive. You can talk. And it's just, in many ways, being her friend would have been a better idea. And she just flipped up her nose and walked away. I just don't get that girl. I just don't get that girl. That was a stupid thing to do. So anyway, we are going to hear Lou Chris. And I am so sorry, Brandon. I know I downloaded it into my computer, but I evidently in some fashion forgot to load it into my library. So that will be an extra one for you next week, I promise. So, because I know I've got it. I remember listening to it twice. But anyway, Lou Christie, I'm going to make you mine.
Every kick in the foot, with every step that you take, everywhere that you just look and you find, I'll try to get to your soul, try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my rope, from the money till the first time you find. I'll be waiting in line. I'll be waiting.
Make you mine, I'm gonna make you mine, baby. look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul, try to get to your mind.
Love these 60s songs and the early 70s. They're great. They cover the whole gamut, of relationships and feelings and everything. I mean, it covers everything.
Love, emotions, the lot.
Exactly. Hey, you know, 60s music has everything, even drugs and rock and roll.
Yep.
You know, that's what it was in the 60s. Okay.
Yes.
Well, now, Johnny Rivers is going to sing us A Mountain of Love.
Sounds good to me.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Saying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a beat of steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. My dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. Church that's all the filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. My dreams on the book, high on a mountain of love, high on a mountain of love, high on a mountain of love.
And on that final note, we lost Anne again. She bopped back across the ocean. So she'll come back if she can. And if she can't, she won't. We'll just have to wait and see what's up with those connections. You know, that's how this one runs. So in the meantime, we're going to play the Rascals. The Young Rascals, the Rascals, Rascals, whatever you want to call them. They're always in trouble. Anyway, the Rascals, How Can I Be Sure?
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? changing. How can I be sure where I stand with you? Don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up. Upside down, it's a pity. I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. I really.
You never can really be 100% sure. That's why you always have to be trying. Once you stop trying, it just don't work no more. So keep that in mind, guys. That's from all of my many years of wisdom. Ha, ha, ha. So we're just not going to worry about that one, you know what? I'm sorry I'm clearing my throat in your ear. It's kind of one of those things that happens, you know. I have a song. I played it Thursday, but I like it. It makes me laugh. It's fantastic. It's Elvis singing Susan When She Tried.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson, Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper, she hurt me bad, oh, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all, just an hour of Susan when she cried. No, that never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she tried. It gets worse in the summer, when the nights are hot and long, and it's bad in December when they play those Christmas songs. So if you ask me, I don't tell you that your sweet bottom dollar I lied. 'Cause there's never been one better than Susan when she tried. No, there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she cried. Oh, no, there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she cried. Oh, no, there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she cried.
Okay.
And just like that, it's done. That was the quickest cut off. Yeah. You kind of go, huh? What? Hey, Anne made it back.
Wow.
Oh, that's all right. You can listen to it later. It's still there. It'll be recorded later. So you can listen to it. It'll still be there for you. It's okay. I need to play a Chicago song. And Chicago is going to sing, I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love. Now listen to this music and see what I mean about Chicago with their harmonies and their horns. Because they are really something to listen to. They have got talent. And they were very innovative back in the 60s and 70s. They were like at the forefront of the band sound, you know. It was just, I mean, let me think for
that
a second.
Good.
I think there were like 7 or 8 people in the band. It was just amazing. Mm. That was totally unheard of back then. So it was really fantastic. The horns. Anyway, listen to this one. I Don't Want to Live Without Your Love by Chicago.
If we didn't stay together, and if it was over, maybe it was for the better. I was thinking I'd be alright till I thought it all through. I don't wanna.
All right. They didn't have the horns in this one, but hey, you know what? They had the organ, they had the guitar, they had the voices. They were missing the horns.
It's still good.
It was such a great song. It really, really was. Chicago was really good. Really.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah, they was.
You know, yeah, and their name is right up there with the Doobie Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd and so many of those fantastic. Three Dog Night. Not quite as high up there as Elvis, but, you know. Who is, right?
Well, there's only one can be there. That's Elvis.
Exactly. You have to start the top of the list with somebody, and that's a good one to start it with. So there we are.
Oh, definitely.
That's our list. That's our list, and we're sticking to it. We're going to go with one here. It's from the Spinners. And the Spinners are going to sing, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love? So let's see.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, there was another quick cutoff. I wonder what's with that all of a sudden. My goodness. Usually that's kind of a fade out or something like that. We've got a lot of them today. Well, we've got a lot of them today. It's like somebody takes an axe and cuts them off at the end. I mean, you know, that doesn't sound too good, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe it was just a big butcher knife. Okay. Oh, my gosh, Jenny. You know, I'm a farm girl. What can I tell you?
Say no more.
Those things are just like, you know, ordinary everyday stuff. It's not a big deal.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, that's just how it rolls. I got one here that I like. It's nice. The Spencer Davis Group. Do you remember the Spencer Davis Group?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we are going to go with Gimme Some Lovin'. I need all your love. And now it's time for me to say thank you to everybody who hung in there and listened to the show that I brought to you. My pleasure. I lay it at your feet. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. It was fantastic. And thank you, Anne, because you had to bebop, what was it, 4 times? I mean, you know, that'll make your arms tired. Girl flying across the Atlantic Ocean that many times in one day.
Oh, no.
In 1 hour. I mean, goodness gracious.
It's good job I've got a bit of a rest, isn't it, till your show next week.
Yes. And the wind only blows one direction. So, you know, if you can get a tailwind coming over, then it don't matter coming back because the bungee cord will grab you back. So you're okay there.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, exactly. My gosh, that's utterly fantastic. Okay, I've got a song that just has kind of grabbed my heart, you know,
okay.
And if you listen to it, maybe it'll grab yours too. There's, it's a song that when you listen to it, you just want to put your arms around somebody special and just kind of stand there and sway and feel the warmth and the closeness. And it's wonderful. This is a song for that kind of thing. So put this in your mind when you listen to this. It's Elvis doing This Is Our Dance.
Oh, my.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song.
Isn't that just a lovely, lovely song? And you know what? This song goes with just someone that you're immensely attracted to for a weekend, a week.
Mm-hmm.
Someone you become real good friends with, or someone, that you're in a relationship with. It's just someone you want to be close to for whatever reason in the world God gave you to be close to them. This is a very, very nice song to just be close. That's all. It doesn't have to say anything big and extravagant and permanent and promises and commitments and all that stuff. It doesn't have to be that, because you don't need all that. You just need wanting to be with this person. That's all. For however long or however short, doesn't matter. It's great. So remember that. Show somebody you like to be close to them. It's important. See you next week, people. It was wonderful having you. Bye.